Ingani tshona njani mthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle kwazi why muri eZimbabwe mthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle welcome wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uthi nomgamshaya emtshongo chebichewe chidiki chirongwa live talk at the connection mwineni Michael Hoge muri eZimbabwe. If you tune in right now, welcome you tuned into live talk the connection studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcoming to you from my apartment in Washington DC, Muria, Zimbabwe. Today is Tuesday, February 22, 2022. I'm your host, Mike Wobe. Muria, Zimbabwe, welcome. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, Tunumkamchira, Mchumba Chaduchewe Chikiki. Everybody tuning in right now, welcome to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program, the target tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. And that's Mchumba Chaduchewe Chikiki, Namshanje Wushelo. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to Zimbabwean youth about the National Youth Day. Now, this is a day that's commemorated annually on the 21st of February. This year, it was Monday, Izolo Zulugandaba. We're going to be delving deeper on the theme of this year's commemorations, which is alleviate substance and drug abuse by the youth. Now, we're going to be figuring out what exactly is leading to the rise of drug abuse amongst Zimbabwean youth. Now, unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, tonight's program, as usual, is a pre-recorded broadcast. What does this mean for you, our loyal listeners? Unfortunately, you're not able to tune in live as per usual. However, as you're consuming the program, you can still give us your feedback, and we're going to be seeing your feedback. So write your comments in the comment section on our Facebook page, that being VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, Daniel Agu, VOA Shona, Muria Zimbabwe. That's where we're broadcasting as we speak. So ngiyaphendanjalo, balana ma comments, nyora ma comments, write your comments in the comment section on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and of course, VOA Ndebele. For our YouTube fanatics, we're also broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe, ngiyaphendanjalo, at VOA Zimbabwe. For those that like watching the program on our web pages, we're broadcasting on our three web pages as we speak, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course, as the Konandalo, www.voandebele.com. So, Lina Koshi Zulugandaba, for everybody watching, don't forget to press the share button on Facebook and on YouTube, so that we watch the program in our numbers. Don't forget also to press the hot button, Pano pa Studio 7, asi sonke like so, konapa guhlelo lwethu lobasakhulayo. So lingakhohlwa Zulugandaba, balana ma comments, fitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like, fitizela njalo uheart, ukuze sibone ukuthi hayi ngempela asi sonke guhlelo lwethu lobasakhulayo, thilithose, pano pa nephingiri ye Studio 7. Now, as usual, we like to kickstart our conversation with an update on COVID-19. Now, unfortunately, by the time we had to start this recording, the Ministry of Health and Child Care had not released the latest COVID-19 statistics. However, as usual, let us head over to an educational material piece that was produced by the Ministry of Health and Child Care that talks more about COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccine.
Hello there. I'm here to give you the latest information and advice from the Ministry of Health and Childcare on COVID-19. Due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe, encourages members of the public to get vaccinated against COVID-19. COVID-19 vaccines have been approved and are being rolled out for use in Zimbabwe today. These vaccines have met strict standards of safety, quality, and effectiveness set out by the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. It is a legal requirement that all vaccines and medicines used in our health facilities undergo rigorous testing, including all recommended clinical trials, before they are approved for use. Currently, Zimbabwe is using Sinopharm and Sinovac, both from China, as well as Covaxin, from India. The Ministry of Health and Childcare also recently approved the use of Sputnik V from Russia. The COVID-19 vaccines are being provided for free to all those who are eligible and want to protect themselves. Here are some advantages to being vaccinated. Getting vaccinated will help keep you from getting COVID-19. The vaccines currently available in Zimbabwe have been highly effective at preventing the disease. As an additional benefit, based on what we know about vaccines from other diseases and early data from clinical trials, experts believe that getting vaccinated may also keep you from getting seriously ill, even if you get COVID-19. And if that's not enough, getting vaccinated yourself may also protect people around you, particularly those at increased risk of severe illness, like the elderly or the immunocompromised. That's those that have an impaired immune system. COVID-19 vaccination is a safer way to help build protection. Getting COVID-19 may offer some natural protection known as immunity, but gaining immunity this way can have serious life-threatening complications. There is no way to know how COVID-19 will affect you, and if you get sick, you could end up spreading the disease to your family, to your friends, and to those around you. So vaccination is an alternative way to gain immunity by creating antibody responses without having to experience sickness.
Mure Zimbabwe mabva kunzwa mashoko akaparwa nebazi rinoona nezveutano, Ministry of Health and Child Care, vachikurudzira vagari vemuZimbabwe anzi aiwa budai nehuwadu wenyu munobaiwa nhomba yakanangana nekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19. Imi mati mabaiwa here mhuri yeZimbabwe? Nyaya iyi muri kuiona sei? Tipeiwo maonero enyu nezvenhomba nezvezvirongwa zvirimo munyika zvakanangana nekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19. Nyorai maonero enyu pamapeji edu matatu tiripo paFacebook paVOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, danye navo VOA Studio 7. Kune wese ari pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Makateerera chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection. Muineni Michael. To Mr. T. Darira, Swa inindi Darira, just signal they're partnering up with the Roots Africa for that amazing COVID-19 message. We are showing Mbelu just signal. Uti Kezani Zanza, Kezani Zanza, Lina Minyani, Zuluganda, Banuti, Nenga, Yoti, Likeniso, Loti, COVID-19, Likona, Ituana Lelia Bulala, Mure Zimbabwe, Murunzaka, Mashako, Aruparua, Nati Darira, Swa, just signal, Anze Iowa. Budai ndo wando ni mchino baiwa nomba arukuruzira zvekare hanzi chezai maoko msaunga nini wando wenyu nekuti COVID-19 chirwere chiripo. Shout out there to Mr. T. Darira Swa for that message. To watch the full message, I head over to Roots Africa's Facebook page. That's where the full message is available, Mudie Zimbabwe. But now, let's delve into tonight's discussion. Chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, nyaya ya chukuzea pano pa chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, nasi mchirongwa chukutarisa zuva re National Youth Day. Rinorangarirwa musi wa 21 February every year. Zuluganda pa namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela udaba losuku lwe National Youth Day olujonge ukuthakazelela imisebenzi yabasakhulayo, ukuthakazelela ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo elizweni. To delve into tonight's discussion, Muriya Zimbabwe, we're going to be focusing on National Youth Day. Now, Monday, February 21st, which was yesterday, officially marked National Youth Day. Now, this is a day set aside to celebrate the works and, of course, commemorate the strides that have been made in Zimbabwe towards empowering the youth of the nation. Now, this year's commemorations are going to be focused around a pandemic which was made worse by the COVID-19 pandemic, a pandemic which is rising by the day in Zimbabwe. This year's commemorations focus on the increase of drug abuse amongst Zimbabwean youth. Now, to hear more, I am joined by the director of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. He's the acting director, Mr. Brian Nyagwande, who talks to me about the increase of drug abuse in Zimbabwe and why, what has led to the increase amongst Zimbabwean youth, and most importantly, the power of empowerment towards alleviating drug abuse in Zimbabwe. So, Muriya Zimbabwe, let us head over to the conversation I had with Mr. Nyagwande via Skype.
In 2017, this current government, which is the new dispensation, through an SI 143, converted what was formerly known as the 21st Movement, which is a day that marks the birth and anniversary of Robert Gabriel Mugabe, the late and former president of Zimbabwe, his role in the founding of Zimbabwe as an independent nation, and his passion for empowering young people, and turned this day into a holiday, mainly to empower young people and to cherish their achievements. So the Youth Day shows the aspirations by government as such for its young people. Young people will remain the vanguard of this nation. And we find ourselves commemorating this day and giving young people an opportunity to reflect and think about what they are contributing to their communities and country at large. So this day is celebrated to encourage the work of young people and the hard work they've contributed in overall development of the country.
Right. So now let's, delve into the theme of the day itself. I see this year it focuses more on substance abuse, alleviate substance and drug abuse by the youth. Could you tell us a little more about that theme and why this year's commemorations are so relevant or focused on drug abuse?
So we are focusing on the youth because, like I say, they are the future of Zimbabwe, and they make the bulk of the population, which is about 67.7%. And if not invested in, we risk missing out on the window of opportunity. So young people are faced with a mortgage of reality of substance abuse, hence the need to concrete get efforts on identification, awareness, and prevention program, as well as monitoring of adolescent and youth health data. So substance abuse is robbing Zimbabwe of its future, and we need to stand together to help our fellow brothers and sisters or children to fight this menace. So substance and drug abuse is a major impact on an individual's families, your communities, and its effects are cumulative, contributing to costly social, physical, and mental health problems. And above all, the cycle is said to note that these cease to perform as effective members of society as they are consumed by the addictions, hence the need for us to buttress efforts on early identification, awareness, prevention programs, as well as monitoring of adolescent and youth health data.
So now when we focus on our substance abuse, I've seen that a lot of researchers and a lot of health experts have highlighted, like you just said, that Zimbabwean youth, there seems to be a spike in terms of the amount of young people that are consuming drugs in Zimbabwe. In your opinion, what do you think has led to this increase?
Indeed, drug and substance abuse has become, I would say, a curse into the COVID-19 pandemic. So you find in Zimbabwe, marijuana, mbanje, commonly known as mbanje in Zimbabwe, things such as crystal, methamphetamine, cocaine, and the very common one, which is cocodine, which is found commonly in bronchia, which is cough syrup. This has really become a menace. And if I can delve into a bit of official reports given by the World Health Organization on mental health for young people, and it highlights that Zimbabwe is the highest in Africa in terms of young people from the ages of 19 years old who engage in what is known as episodic drinking. So you will see already that puts us in a very predicament situation, and young people are faced with a lot of challenges. So these unhealthy behaviors are obviously on the increase due to unemployment, poor health, mental issues to do with illness, depression and anxiety, and socioeconomic status, quality of parenting, peer group pressure, performance and improvement, as well as biological predisposition towards drug and substance abuse. So these are the challenges that we are facing as a nation, and they are indeed on the increase, and something has to be done by our Zimbabwe government.
You highlighted something very important there, that there's a high unemployment rate in the country. And so considering that in mind, where are they getting money to buy the cocaine, to buy the crystal meth? How is this coming about?
Drug and I'd like to point it out that drug and substance abuse, first and foremost, it's more like a circle. It's got, like I alluded to, mental and physical health disturbances. It's also short and long term. And you find that young people have become the most demography that is involved in crime in terms of wanting to fund the illicit drugs that they are resorting to. Some have even resorted to cases of prostitution just to get the drugs. I think statistics coming out from police records where parents report how thefts, some of the major suspects have become the young people. They are stealing from their parents' household goods just to fund those drugs. So, yes, that is one way they are doing that. And some have even resorted to things that are abhorrent, and if you hear them, those that cannot afford, they've resorted to getting to the extent of boiling baby diapers just to get the intoxication that comes out of doing such things, because they cannot afford. So it's a host of things. Some have become criminal agents, and some have resorted, those that cannot afford, have come to resorting to such things as I've mentioned.
Now, before we delve into, of course, what government is doing, I would like to hear your thoughts on how such a circumstance can be addressed.
Thank you very much for that question. And to say that the government of Zimbabwe is doing quite a lot, and I think this is also seen by ourselves as Zimbabwe Youth Council, which is a quasi-government institution, to come up with a theme like this for this day, to show that there is a lot that government is doing. So I would like to mention that essentially government has put effective interventions and delivered platform on enhancing social skills, problem solving and self-confidence for the young people. And we feel that we can address this through a collaborative effort. This is not an issue that is left out to one government department or government institution. It requires concerted effort. And to that And I wish to highlight that there is an interministerial task force that has been put in place, which is made up of different stakeholders, government agents, civic society, churches. And this task force is made up of five pillars, which they feel they can address the issue of drug and substance abuse. And to mention some of the pillars include the supply side, which is obviously led by the police force, who are trying to block the provision of drugs. It's also made up of the demand side, which is ourselves, the Minister of Youth and the agents that surround us in trying to campaign against drug and substance abuse. And you also find that there's the treatment side, when the Ministry of Health and Child Care comes into on board, and also the rehabilitation aspect of it. So as you can see, there's a lot that government is doing. But also to say that there's a lot that needs to be done in terms of research and other economic factors that increase drug and substance, so that we have concerted efforts in terms of addressing this, which is research-based. So government has already done a lot of strides in terms of addressing that. But I also feel that there's need to strengthen capacity for aftercare and for issues that I've mentioned, for rehabilitation and recovery of social integration of those that would have been affected by drugs. And to also encourage drug and substance abusers to get treatment, because it's one thing to fall in the trap, and as a government, we should ensure that people recover. So there's the aspect of rehabilitation is very important.
And as a society, what do you think Zimbabweans can do to support people that are in that predicament?
There's a lot. The president, like I said, has appointed an interministerial team. So I think government has to create a lot of programs for the young people, just to engage them. A lot of peer-to-peer programs that help young people to get engaged. I'll say, for instance, the Ministry of Youth itself has come up with what they're calling Youth Interact Centers. These are sites where young people can converge, and instead of them winding down, resorting to drugs, these are centers they can access where they can then meet other folks and be able to change ideas and stay away from that. So we as Zimbabwe Youth Council are also playing a part as we register youth associations, and we are taking the greater drive in terms of advocating for young people to get assistance and be educated on the effects of drug and substance abuse.
All right. Totanga kane zvekukosha kwezuva reNational Youth Day. Ndaanchikumbomutudzawo zvizere.
Maita basa. Saka zuva redu reNational Youth Day izuva ratinorangarira vechidiki vedu vemuZimbabwe. Kana tichiti vechidiki, tinotarisa avo vane makore gumi nemashanu nemakore anosvika iwo gumi matatu nemashanu, which is 15 to 35 age group. But pazuva iri hurumende yedu yakaona zvakakosha kuti vechidiki vange vachiremekedzwa ukosho hwavo. Isusu tinoti vechidiki ndivo vakabata nyika yedu yamangwana, saka tinofanira kukoshesa zvavari kuita muwandu hwavo, vanova ndivo vakawanda semhuri yeZimbabwe. Kuti tichikoshesa uwandu hwavo, zvavari kuita muekonomi yedu yeZimbabwe, kuti Zimbabwe igobudirira igoremekedzwawo nedzimwe nyika, vechidiki ndivo vakabata. Saka zuva iri izuva guru kwazvo kwavari.
Tinoona kuti gore rino zuva iri muri kurirangarira pasi pedingira rinoti alleviate substance and drug abuse by the youth. Tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vechidiki vakawanda vari kutora zvinodhaka. Ndaanchikumbira kuti mutiudzewo zvizere nezvenyaya iyi. Zvii zviri kuita kuti mukoshese nyaya dzekutorwa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki munyika gore rino?
Ndingade kutanga kutaura ndichiti munguva yakapinda iyi takatarisana nedenda recovid-19, tinoona kuti vechidiki kunyanya nekuti zvikoro zvakavharwa, dzimwe nguva vabereki vasingaendi kubasa, vamwewo vanga vachikurei vanga vachienda kumacolleges, macolleges anga akavharwa nemayunivhesiti. Tinoona zvikuru kuti dambudziko guru ratasangana naro nderekuti vechidiki vanga vakushaya zvekuita zvinosakisira kuti vanga vakushandisa zvinodhaka. Saka naizvozvo dingindira redu nderekuti vana vechidiki vakakosha chaizvo, hatingavasiye vachiparara kune zvinodhaka mupfungwa nezvinodhaka mwiri yavo. Saka taona zvakakosha kuti nyangwe tine zvirongwa zvekuvavandatsira, tinogona kuvasimbisa isu tiri kutosangana nedenda rinogona kupfudza upenyu hwavo. Saka taona zvakakosha kuti tirangarire zuva iri tichiedza kuyeuchidza vechidiki kuti vasashandise zvinodhaka mumiri yavo.
Chii chiri kukonzera kuti vechidiki vatange kushandisa zvinodhaka? Hongu mabata nyaya yeCOVID-19, asi hatingati COVID-19 chete iri kuita kuti vatore zvinodhaka.
Tinoona kuti zvakawanda zvinosakisa kuti vechidiki vange vachitora zvinodhaka. Mukafamba mumasiriz edu eHarare munogona kusangana nevaya vatinoti vana vasina kwekugara, vatinoti mastreet kids, vachingoita kunga vasina zvavari kuona kuri kudhaka kwezvi. Saka zvinosakisa kuti vechidiki vatore zvinodhaka zvakawanda. Zvinosakisa iyo kushaya mabasa, urombo chaihwo, kushaya chinovaita kuti vange vachivaraidzika pachero nguva, nezvimwewo zvinoita kuti even mhirizhonga mudzimba chaidzo chaidzo dzekuti baba namai vanenge vachinetsana zvinogona kusakisa kuti vana vatage chinoita kuti chivadhake, chinoita kuti vasafunge zvinhu zvakadaro. So zvinodhaka vechidiki zvinhu zvakati wandei.
Tichipedza hedu hurukuro yedu, ndozangu kuvateereri vada kuziva kuti hurumende yedu inotungamirwa navamunangagwa pane zvavari kuita here mukugadzirisa nyaya iyi, nekuti sezvamambotaura ka pane vechidiki vakati wandei vavepo munyika vari kutora zvinodhaka. Saka zvii zviri kuitwa nehurumende mukugadzirisa matambudziko aka?
Ndangetanga ndichitenda chaizvo kuti hurumende yedu iri kuita zvakati wandei. Chekutanga, isu veZimbabwe Youth Council, munoona kuti mubumbiro remutemo rakagadzira Zimbabwe Youth Council, handingati Zimbabwe Youth Council Act, inotibvumidza isusu kuti tinge tichikoshesa mazuva akaita sezuva reYouth Day. Rakati isusu dingindira redu rinenge riri rekuti vechidiki vasashandise zvinodhaka. Saka chekutanga ichocho icho ndechekuti hurumende yedu yes inoyeuchidza kukosha kwakaita vechidiki. Yayeuchidza kukosha kwakaita vechidiki. Hurumende yedu iri kuziva kuti vechidiki vari kusangana nemachallenges akawanda anosanganisira iwo kuti vange vachishandisa zvinodhaka kuti varerutse kwaya. So naizvozvo hurumende yaona kuti denda iri ratekeshera nenyika ende rinogona kupfuudza kuti vechidiki vatadze kuwanawo pavanocontributa to kuikonomi yedu yenyika. Hurumende yedu kuburikidza nemutungamiri wedu wenyika vamunangagwa vakafoma bumbiro remadhipatimendi akasiyana siyana vemachurch, ivo vehurumende, manon-governmental organization, andingati mapato aya anobatsira muzvekurongwa kwenyika, kuti vaungane vaise musoro pamwe vaone kuti denda iri ringapedzwe sei. Saka bumbiro iri rakaunganidzwa rine zvakawanda zvariri kuita. Chikurusa chavari kuita, vari kutsvagiridza ongororo yekuda kutadza kuona kuti zviri kumbotangira papi, vanounza madrugs acho vari kubva nawo kupi, uye vanoawana vari kuawanira kupi. Saka vadaro vari kuda kuedza kuti vedu vanotibatsira nezvemutemo mapurisa edu angamise sei. Vachizoonawo futi kuti zvadaro tingavandutsire sei zvirongwa zvekuti vechidiki vazive kuti kushandisa zvinodhaka kunovakuwadza. So bumbiro iri zvakawanda chaizvo zvinosanganisira kuti kutaura chete kune vechidiki kuti kunwa zvinodhaka hazvina kukwana. Saka hurumende iri kuuya nemaprograms anoita kuti vechidiki vange vachiti kana tati isusu vasashandise zvinodhaka, vakwanisevo kunga vaine atinoti maempowerment activities anozoita kuti vange vachiti kana varegedza kushandisa zvinodhaka vanogona kuwana zvinovabatsira. Saka mukatarisa Ministry of Youth yakatekeshera neatinoti isusu mavocational training center anodzidzisa vana zvemubato wemaoko. Saka kumacenters uku munoona kuti vazhinji vanoshandisa zvinodhaka zvinowanzokuwanda paya panenge pabuda mari dzavo dzike form 4 ekuti mwana akaona kuti iye akundikana kuenda ku-A level kana kuti abuda neatinoti ma-O level results asingasvike mashanu, vanonga vaakuchigara nevamwe vavo vachiti isusu hatina chatinogona, saka chedu chasara apa kushandisa zvinodhaka. Saka tiri kuti Ministry of Youth ine macolleges anoita kuti vana vakaita saivavo nyange vasina kusvitsa ma-O levels akakwana kudaro vange vachienda kunodzidziswa zvemubato wemaoko zvinosanganisira kuwaka, kuveza, kusona, zvinoita kuti vana ava vange vachiwana chinoita kuti vange vachibatsirikana uye kuti vasashandise zvinodhaka. Saka hurumende yedu iri kuita zvakawanda. Mukatarisawo zvakare hurumende Department reMinistry of Youth, Sports, Arts and Recreation. Tiri kuti izvo hurumende yakutangisa zvakare kuti maclubs aya, masporting clubs anga aregedzwa nekuti anga asakara kuti vawandutsire ange ave kushanda kuitira kuti vechidiki vawane kwekuti vanowana kwekutambira masports. Zvakarewo kuburikidza nebazi ravo rezvemitambo netsika vari kuti vana vanoda kuita zvemitambo netsika ngavauye vadzidzire uye vasaswere vachigara pamabridge vachitora zvinodhaka. Saka munoona kuti hurumende yedu iri kuita zvakawanda zvekubatsira. Tapedza izvozvo, vari kuti vaya vanenge vawira mudambudziko rekuwana madrugs nezvinodhaka hazvipereri ipapo. Pagadzirwa nzvimbo dzinoita kuti vanobatsirikane, vanorapwe uye kuti vadzoke paunaku hwavo hwekuti vange vachishandira nyika yavo vasina kudhakwa. So zvakawanda zviri kuitwa nehurumende yedu kubudikidza napurezidend wedu vamunangagwa.
Vazulu vandava, sithanda kubonga umnumzana unyagwande ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Ubechasisa okuningi ngokuxakaseka kosuku lolu lwe-National Youth Day olujonge ukuthakazelela imisebenzi yabasakhulayo njalo udaba lokuthuthukiswa kwabasakhulayo elizweni. Lukubona njani sulukandaba? Lubona ngani lokhu kwenzakala na elizweni? Abantu abasakhulayo bayathola na amathuba okuzithuthukisa? Uthinte njalo udaba lokuthi kulumnyaka usuku lolu luthakazelelwa phansi kwendikimba ekhangela udaba lokuthathwa kwey'dakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Ingcwethi zezempilakahle ziyasho ngempela ukuthi hhayi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 usuyenze ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaningi ngempela bathathe iy'dakamizwa ngenxa yokuthi for a very long time izikolo bezivaliwe. For a very long time abantu abasakhulayo babengayenelisi ukusebenza, those that did have imisebenzi. So bayasho ngempela ukuthi hhayi lokhu kwayenza ukuthi inani labasakhulayo abaphethwe i-stress likhuphuke. Abantu abasakhulayo abaphethwe i-stress bafise ukuthatha idakamizwa. So yikho lokhu kushiwo ngumnumzana uBrian Nyakwande owenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Youth Council. So Moria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Brian Nyakwande of the Zimbabwe Youth Council explaining more about the importance of the Zimbabwe of the National Youth Day in Zimbabwe. Of course, we also touched on the discussion around the rise and the amount of Zimbabwean youth that are taking drugs or that are consuming drugs or abusing drugs. But to hear more about what's happening in the rural areas, I also reached out to Cherry Odzobo of the platform for youth and community development. So let's hear more from Chirio, who's going to explain to us what exactly is happening in the rural areas. Are the rural youths also affected by the amount of drugs being taken?
Thank you so much, Mkoma Mike. The National Youth Day is very much important, especially to the young people in Zimbabwe, because it is when we talk about their aspirations and their challenges they are facing. These young people are also important and are also at the center of development in our country. Celebrating National Youth Day is that time when we should talk about the challenges the young people are facing and coming up with solutions that can help those young people who are facing challenges, taking instance of drug abuse, those who are, because some of the youth are now addicted to drugs. So when we talk about Youth Day, it's when we should think about how best we can help these young people, especially coming up with activities that can make them occupied, and also when looking at development in our country, what we can do with these young people towards development. In Chipinge, we did a baseline survey where we found out that a lot of young people are now not able to go back to school. They are not, as of now, they do not see the importance of going to school, as they are now more into drug abuse, spending the whole day sitting and doing nothing, prioritizing being drunk.
Well, Zulukandaba, Lisandu Guzwa, Obushiwo Mucherio Tsobo, owenhlanganiso platform for youth and community development, ngale eChipinge, ubechazisa ngempela umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakale izolo, lapho uZulu jikelele, abantu abasakhulayo jikelele eZimbabwe babethakazelela usuku lwe-National Youth Day olujonge ukuthakazelela imisebenzi eseyenziwe elizweni ejonge ukuthuthukisa abatsha kwele Zimbabwe. So likubona njani Zulu kanti ababhalani imibono yenu ngalolu daba, libona ngani abantu abasakhulayo bayathola na amathuba okusithuthukisa elizweni? But now, Muriel Zimbabwe, before we move over and wrap up our conversation, we're going to be joined by two drug abuse experts who are going to be talking more about what exactly is happening with the youth of Zimbabwe. However, before we head over to that conversation, I want to show you a snippet of some clips that were released by the Ministry of Information, whereby they were focusing on what happened today, what happened on Monday, the 21st, on National Youth Day, whereby President Emmerson Mnangagwa met with the youth of the nation. So let's head over to a clip of those proceedings, and you're also going to hear from some youth who used to take drugs, who are urging youth to not want to partake or join or walk that path.
About 20 months, 3 months, 3 months, 3 months, Then that's what Bakuno, and that's all very old organization in Zimbabwe seems to be that the land they
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there what was happening in Harare during the National Youth Day commemorations. You also heard there from Kudakwasha Matsima, who is a former drug user. Ubekwasa ngempela sithi hayi ngombono wakhe hayi. Abantu abasakhulayo uthi do not partake in drugs because akusizi lutho. Nikubona njani izulu kandaba? Abanye bathi hayi abasakhulayo sebethatha idakamizwa ngenxa baphethwe i-stress, udaba lokuthi imisebenzi ayitholakali elizweni, udaba lokuthi i-lockdown i-COVID-19 isenze ukuthi eningi labasakhulayo sibona sikhangela ukuthi abasakhulayo bahambe umango omude, bahambe isikhathi eside bengahambi esikolo. Eningi lilokhu liqhubekela phambili likhala lisithi imisebenzi ayitholakali elizweni. So yikho okwenza ukuthi hayi uZulu jikelele afise ukuthatha iy'dakamizwa. Now let's head over to a conversation that I had with Mr. Wilson Fox of the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network, as Sixoxe njalo Lomthandazo Ndlovu, who is another expert on the discussion that we have at hand. They're going to be focusing more on what exactly is leading to the youth of the nation taking drugs in their large numbers. So let's head over to that conversation that I had with them via telephone.
Ichokwadi, vakawanda vana vadiki vedu vari kutora zvinodhaka kunyanyanya dragi rinonzi iro crystal meth, rinozivikanwa nemadii hwakuti izvo guka makafela kana kuti mutoriro. Dragi iri ranetsa muZimbabwe, especially kune vatana vedu vechidiki. And besides iro dragi iri, kune mamwewo madrugs ari kutorwa nevana. Asingati izvo ivo kune brown clear, which is mushonga wechikosoro, asi une codeine inodhaka. Toitawo madrugs akaita sana diazepam, koita mangemba, mamapirisa arangaisorwa nevana vechidiki muZimbabwe. Tiri kutotya kuti possibly we are losing the generation.
Vabox tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva nesu pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Lawe Mthandazo, siyabonga kakhulu. Vabox tichiri panyaya imwe chete, ndanchikumbira kuti mutudzo kuti chii chiri kuita kuti vechidiki vaendere mberi vachitora zvinodhaka, uyezve vari kuzviwanawo kupi zvinodhakwa izvi?
Vatana vazhinji muchakuzvidzo yatakaita, especially tichitaura nemasupport groups edu, because Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network tine masupport groups edu muZimbabwe. Chekutanga vanotizvo issue yeidleness, kushaya zvekutoita zvachose zviri kuita kuti vafana vange vachipedzisira vangotorawo zvinodhaka izvozvi. And kuitawo mama issues inyaya dzekuti Zimbabwe vari kubva vamwe vacho idzimba dzatingati pachirungu broken homes or broken families, zviri kuita kuti vafana vange vachitora kuti zvinodhaka. And madrugs edu aya munongozivawo maborders edu eZimbabwe they are porous, maborders hazina kunyatsochengeteka zvakanaka. Saka tichikuwana mama drugs achibva iwo zvakaita senyika dzakaita sana Mozambique uyezve South Africa, kunyanyanya mutoriro watinotiwo crystal meth kana kuti guka makafela. Saka vafana vedu vakuwara vaparara.
All right, well, thank you there for the explanation, Ne Rumi Rama in Eshona. Could we kind of ngatimbozeya in Chirum in English? I've spoken to other experts who say that there's a direct correlation between the COVID-19 pandemic and, of course, the reported increase in drug usage in Zimbabwe. As an expert, could you kindly tell us more about that?
Yeah, it is very true. There is actually a relationship between the COVID-19 lockdown and also a sudden increase in the use of illicit drugs. We have seen crystal meth, guka makafela or mtoriro in the local language, increasing. That is the usage. So you find out that during that time when, you know, people were actually in their homes, there was a lockdown, yes, it appeared that there was actually an underground network, which now started supplying, you know, this illicit drug to most of our youth in Zimbabwe. To the extent that you know, the distance has been so much very detrimental. We've seen young people, you know, dying, you know, out of this drug, and some of them are having mental health challenges. So it's actually a challenge.
I watch Akunza Raganagawa Boxer. Thank you so much. Let me hold you there on the line. Let us head over to Umthandazo Ndlovu, like simple ithuba lokuthi asiphe umbono wakhe ambothipo umaundo wakhe nezinyathi nayo nasimjongwa. Umthandazo, ngiyabonga kuhlelo nanti jabula ukukhona ebudwini. Awusitshela umbono wakho ngalokhu kwenzakaleyo elizweni. Siyezwa ukuthi inani labasakhulayo abathatha iy'dakamizwa lokhe liqhubekela phambili likhuphuka. Kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni mnumzane?
Yeah, we need to include the FHSA. That was CIA, the FHSA, the FHSA, the FHSA. It's a matter of visit to the civil. I'm sorry if you are out of training, I'm in the way. And I'm talking about the what happened to the FHSA. I'm talking about the limit of ignorance. I'm talking about the FHSA. Ama-effects ababoni ukuthi into lezi zigcina zenza umuntu wabanzi.
Mthandazo, engifisa ukuzwisisa mnumzane ukuthi siyezwa iningi labantu abasakhulayo elizweni bekhala besithi elizweni akula misebenzi. There are no jobs, lolo imisebenzi elizweni. Kodwa inani labathatha iy'dakamizwa liyakhuphuka. Could you explain to us how this is possible? Imali yokuthenga iy'dakamizwa bayayithatha.
Uzathola ukuthi abantu kuthutha imali balazo kuleli lizwe leli ngendlela abathatha ngayo izidakamizwa, because all these drugs are expensive civilly, but uyathola futhi bezithayela izinto zona lezo. When you ask yourself ukuthi where are they getting the money, but uzathola ukuthi abantwana laba into eziningi bayatshontsha izinto endlini, beyithengisa izinto ezisendlini. So uyathola into ingasela lutho, kodwa
Let's head back to Mnumzana or Mr. Box so that we hear his thoughts. Mr. Box, and we're focusing on the discussion around unemployment in Zimbabwe. And one thing we're really curious about is that there seems to be a correlation. There's unemployment on one side. However, there's a drug usage on the other side. Where exactly are the youth of the nation? We keep hearing of these reported youths that are taking drugs. Where are they getting the money to purchase these drugs? Especially seeing as though there's a large percentage of youth who are claiming that they are unemployed. So where exactly are they getting the money? I mean, we're talking about cocaine, crystal meth. These are expensive drugs. So kindly walk us through that. Where are they getting the money?
So thank you so much for such a question. The issue of cocaine is not just found anyway, anyhow. In Zimbabwe, what you've got to understand is that cocaine is normally found in the low affluent suburbs, whereby we've got the youth, you know, we've got parents with the money, so they can afford that.
Uh-huh.
And then in the lower rung of the society, that is where we stay in the ghettos, there is a cocktail of new psychoactive substances. That is where you find drugs like crystal meth coming into play. So cocaine, you actually find it in the lower rung of the suburbs. And then crystal meth, mtoriro, guka, makafela, you actually find it in areas like Mbare, Highfield, Mpakos, and Zivarasekwa, where it's actually sold cheaply. So now when you actually try to find out where these young people getting the money to get cocaine, just bear in mind that cocaine you actually find in the northern suburbs, and also where the parents are affluent. And then in the lower ranks of our society, that's where you find things like crystal meth, you also find things like marijuana, you find things like diazepam, you know. That's how the situation is according to our studies and also according to the experiences in our support groups.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Box. Let me hold you there on the line. Now, Mthandazo Ndlovu, Mure Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Mthandazo Ndlovu, Mr. Box. Both of them are health experts in what's it was in Pilagashe. I got Kulugas and Rasis Kangela Utabolo, low tatwa e Daramiswa, Yakuze, Yoku Toro, Quesh, no Daka, Nevich Diki Munika, Tukunzwanya and Jimmy Azo Tano, Barbus Iowa, a number, Yerich Dikar Toraj no Daka, Irgen Ramberich, Quira Munika, and Nasi, doing air Tukuze, Chancellor Jokari, Zua National Youth Day, Iroraka, no churches for Makorose. So 21 of February. Whilst I have these two gentlemen on the line, Umthandazo lo Mr. Box, I want us to head over to a report that was recently produced by Associated Press, which focuses on the increase or the rise in drug usage amongst Zimbabwean youth. When we come back, and we speak to our health experts, who are going to be telling us more. But I'd like to head over to this Associated Press report first, and then when we come back, we get their feedback. Let's head over to that report.
Not wanna say closed doors do not mean nothing, but it is just a matter of interpretation.
But I'm going to give up. You will purchase that. Mano duta kungu tarisani benzi ndani chi danira, ani benzi ndani chi danira. Saka dopa saka subscribe up, saka ipa pondo pada so bazango so gumira ipa po.
Help on our relatives, especially at the moment we are.
It's really sad, and at times you just feel like, what can I really do to help these people? At times we get 4 to 5 calls per day of people who would like their relatives to be rehabilitated here, yet we have a capacity of only 17 people at a time. Our rehabilitation takes 6 to 18 months when someone is admitted at our center. So there is a backlog of people, a long list of people who are willing to have their relatives admitted here so that they can be rehabilitated.
Which was the first up in fourth quarter. Let's take, for example, the 2020 statistics. If we look at only people who came through our hospital getting services because they had problems of drug abuse problems, I can safely tell you that there were 825 in numbers. That means that is a very big number. And in comparison to the previous year, the 2019, which we had 150.
Mure Zimbabwe, that was a report produced by Associated Press focusing on the rise or the increase in drug usage amongst Zimbabwean youth. And you know, tonight you're not seeing Mure Zimbabwe, Pano Pachonga Israel, Chukumbo, Kurukuro, and Zotano. We are on the line with Mtandazo Ndlovu and Mr. Wilson Boxer. Both of them are experts in terms of the discussion focusing on a drug usage in Zimbabwe. Mtandazo Ndlovu, before to come over to you. Now, the report, you heard it there, Associated Press is saying that there seems to be a whole discussion amongst in Zimbabwe when we're talking about rehabilitation of all these people who have been taking drugs. Talk to us a little more about rehabilitation centers in Zimbabwe.
Currently, with the rehabilitation facility, what is there? You know, they're using the Mental Health Act. Mm-hmm. And so that becomes a danger to any person who's going through that process. Because the issue of rehabilitation is remove the stuff that the person has in the body. Do not put any other substance on the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to do that, you actually need what we call the drug bomb supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also need to put the person through a sauna, where the person is then heated and the stuff comes out of the person. Mm-hmm. So you do not just give any drug to a drug addict. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
The person really has to see a rehab specialist. And unfortunately, I'm the only rehab specialist that is there currently.
Mm-hmm.
And my call is, let us send more people so that we do the right thing. Because what's happening is people are then sent on the other side because the person wants to have a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you have got drug psychosis,
mm-hmm.
you see. And then you take that on and say, no, it's now a mental patient. Then I won't buy any, then something creeps with arms, no, that's a mental patient all along the way. Whereas if it was somebody, these are drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got persons that are even taking in Torino.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying Torino cannot be taken at us. I've heard about 10 cases similar, which I have dealt with, and the people are coming out safe.
Hmm.
The issue of not sleeping and what is actually slides up or give the person drug bomb and then put them through a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And currently it isn't cheaper because we are just getting the supplements at that much and trying to give the people at a low price so that they actually do the serve the person process. Because they're crying out to the government that the government has to put AMA rehab centers in every area of Zimbabwe so that something can be done on these kids that have got drug issues. And in 2019, I highlighted to you, let us turn some of these bills that are not being used into rehab centers.
Mm-hmm.
We do AMA records. If people call there, and then there's a rehab specialist that speaks to them and helps them come off the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the issue is those things have to come out of the person.
Mr. Box, now to head over to you, sir. Earlier on, Patrongwa Nabokurukura, I was speaking to a representative of the Zimbabwe Youth Council, and he mentioned something really important, which really struck a chord with me. He spoke about how there are some young girls in Zimbabwe who are going to the extent of having to prostitute themselves so that they can make money to be able to purchase drugs. Now, that made me curious about that in terms of the, the girl child in Zimbabwe. So I want to hear that from you. How prevalent or how serious is the discussion of drug usage when we're focusing on Zimbabwe's girl child?
So thank you so much, my dear brother. The anecdotal evidence on the ground, it points out that a lot of our girl sisters or sisters,
mm-hmm.
they've been affected by illicit drug use in Zimbabwe. So it's also an area of concern and also an area which is subject to official studies.
Mm-hmm.
But the anecdotal evidence on the ground, it actually points out that no, illicit drug use is actually being used by the girl child or being used on the girl child, you know, by these other killing youngsters so that they take advantage of the girl child. It's also a cause for concern.
All right, Zulunganda, I was just speaking about Putsele Noshele Lertu. Unfortunately, we just lost Umthandazo, but we're about to wrap up our conversation. The last question I had for Umthandazo was, how can people get a hold of him? But because he's not on the line, I'll go ahead and give you his details. For those that are looking to seek assistance from Umthandazo Ndlovu, who is a health expert predominantly focusing on the drug usage in Zimbabwe, his number is +263 772 399 734. +263 772 399 734. That's the best way to get a hold of Umthandazo. They'll be able to help you. Mr. Box, Sejo Muchilipo Pachirongwa, I guess you get the last words.
Thank you so much. As Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network, in partnership with the Ministry of Health, we've actually come up with the Zimbabwe Drug Master Plan. It actually gives strategies and ways on how best people with drugs can be assisted. So as an organization, we do refer all those with problematic drug use challenges to specialists who are in Zimbabwe. They can also get us on our website, which is www.zcldnzim.org.zw, or you can always give them our number so that they can actually get in touch with us, and we can always help all those with drug use challenges. Thank you.
Shout out to Mr. Wilson Box, kanye lomthandazo Ndlovu ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Mule Zimbabwe kwanele kwalamhlatha shika kumavumo echirongwa chedu cha nasi. Ngatisangane same time, same place, pano pana Fenyure Studio 7. I go by the name of Mike Hove. @MikeHove_ is my Twitter and Instagram username. So for those that are looking to join us, we are pano pana Fenyure Studio 7. Ngatikurukure ipa social media pa Twitter and pa Instagram. Anokoneka ene mfaro, jino wanyu Mike Hove. Chakazo moshe, Zimbabwe moshe. Let's meet same time, same place next week. Pano pana Fenyure Studio 7. Bye-bye.